Book 1, The Book of Beginnings, Canto 4, The Secret Knowledge, page 54. Above the world creators stand, in the phenomenon see its mystic source. These heed not the deceiving outward play, they turn not to the moment's busy tramp, but listen with the still patience of the unborn, for the slow footsteps of far destiny approaching through huge distances of time, unmarked by the eye that sees effect and cause, unheard mid the clamor of the human plane. Attentive to an unseen truth, they seize a sound as of invisible augur wings, voices of an unplumbed significance, mutterings that brood in the core of matter's sleep. In the heart's profound audition, they can catch the murmurs lost by life's uncaring ear, a prophet's speech in thought's omniscient trance. Above the illusion of the hopes that pass, behind the appearance and the overt act, behind this clockwork chance and vague surmise, amid the wrestle of force, the trampling feet, across the cries of anguish and of joy, across the triumph, fighting and despair, they watch the bliss for which earth's heart has cried on the long road which cannot see its end, winding undetected through the skeptic days, and to meet it guide the unheedful moving world. Thus will the masked transcendent mount his throne. When darkness deepens, strangling the earth's breast, and man's corporeal mind is the only lamp, as a thief's in the night shall be the covert tread of one who steps unseen into his house. A voice ill-heard shall speak, the soul obey, a power into mind's inner chamber steal, a charm and sweetness upon life's closed doors, and beauty conquer the resisting world. The truth light shall capture nature by surprise, a stealth of God compel the heart to bliss, and earth grow unexpectedly divine. In matter shall be lit the spirit's glow, in body and body kindled the sacred birth. Night shall awake to the anthem of the stars, the days become a happy pilgrim march, our will a force of the eternal's power, and thought the rays of a spiritual sun. A few shall see what none yet understands. God shall grow up while the wise men talk and sleep, for man shall not know the coming till its hour, and belief shall be not till the work is done. A consciousness that knows not its own truth, a vagrant hunter of misleading dawns between the being's dark and luminous ends, moves here in a half-light that seems the whole. An interregnum in reality cuts off the integral thought, the total power. It circles or stands in a vague interspace, doubtful of its beginning and its close, or runs upon a road that has no end, far from the original dusk, the final flame. In some huge void in conscience it lives, like a thought persisting in a wide emptiness.